From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winsor Johnston. President Obama says the threat from small cells of terrorists or so-called lone wolves is one of the most difficult security challenges the country is facing. The president met with top officials at the Pentagon today, where he was updated on the fight against the group calling itself the Islamic State. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
President Obama says the U.S. military is intensifying efforts against the terror group's base in Syria.
ISIL can and will be defeated.
But Obama says this will be a long-term effort, both militarily and to win hearts and minds. And he says other countries have to get involved, too.
If we try to do everything ourselves all across the Middle East, all across North Africa, we'll be playing whack-a-mole. There will be a whole lot of unintended consequences that ultimately make us less secure.
On the domestic front, Obama says the U.S. will have to pick up its game to prevent attacks from lone wolf terrorists inspired by Islamic State. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The European Central Bank is not increasing emergency financing for Greek banks, which means those banks may not be able to reopen anytime soon. Joanna Kakissis reports the decision comes as Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras attempts to restart negotiations with Eurozone lenders in order to save Greece from further default.
Greek banks had already suffered months of deposit losses when the government ended credit negotiations with Eurozone and International Monetary Fund leaders. Then the country's bailout deal expired, so the ECB could no longer use Greek bonds as collateral. Greek banks have now been closed for more than a week, with cash withdrawals limited. The pressure on the Greek government to make a deal is immense. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande say they're open to talks, but only if the Greek government offers a reasonable deal. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Dozens of protesters have gathered outside of the statehouse grounds in South Carolina. They're demonstrating for and against the removal of the Confederate battle flag on the statehouse flagpole. The Senate has open debate on the issue and was considering an amendment that would put the matter up to a public vote. South Carolina State Senator Lee Bright says he would have supported such a move.
I'm more against taking it down in this environment than any other time, just because I believe that we're placing the blame of what one deranged lunatic did on people that hold their Southern heritage high, and I don't think that's fair.
The South Carolina Senate voted today in favor of removing the flag, but one more vote is needed Tuesday before the bill moves to the State House of Representatives for a vote there. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 46 points, the Nasdaq Composite down 17, the S&P 500 down 8 points. This is NPR News in Washington. New York City has agreed to settle lawsuits by six Occupy Wall Street protesters who said police unjustly blasted them with pepper spray. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the settlements total more than $300,000.
The cases stem from a Manhattan march during the early days of the Occupy Wall Street movement in September of 2011. Online video of the incident showed Police Deputy Inspector Anthony Bologna pepper spraying protesters corralled behind orange netting. Bologna was found to have violated police department guidelines. He was docked 10 vacation days. The settlements range from $52,500 to $60,000 per person. The New York City Law Department says settling was in the city's best interest. Lawyers for the protesters say the lawsuits hold police accountable for their actions. Joel Rose, NPR News.
A heat wave is continuing in some parts of Europe. In northern Germany, meteorologists recorded temperatures of at least 104 degrees today. That's the highest temperature ever recorded there since measurements began. In northeastern Spain, more than 1,300 people were evacuated from the path of a wildfire. It's continuing to burn about 200 miles northeast of Madrid. Pope Francis drew more than a million people for a mass in Ecuador today. Francis is on the first full day of his tour of South America. He arrived in Ecuador yesterday, beginning an 8-day, 3-country tour of South America. He'll also visit Paraguay and Bolivia. The Pope says he chose to visit the three countries because they're among the poorest nations of a region where 40% of the world's Catholics live. I'm Winsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.